The leadership of the pressure group Let My Vote Count Alliance say they are heading to the Supreme Court to seek interpretation to the laws on the conduct of demonstrations in the country. The group is unhappy about recent actions by the police through the use of court orders and injunctions to prevent them from picketing the Electoral Commission. The pro-opposition group was supposed to have embarked on a protest march for a new voters register yesterday, but a late court order secured by the police forced a change in their plans. Speaking at a press conference, the convener of the alliance, David Asante, said there is a need for clarification of the law since the police is increasingly denying citizens of their constitutional rights.
We are not going to the Supreme Court for the court to determine a date for us. As part of our constitutional right, we determine the date to picket or demonstrate. What we are going to Supreme Court to do is to seek further interpretation and clarification whether the right to protest and to demonstrate has now been ceded from the citizens to rest in the bosom of the police. What becomes of the right to gather as citizens? What becomes of our constitutional right to embark on a demonstration? The Public Order Act does not give the absolute right to the police to determine when, where, and who should picket or demonstrate. Yeah. So we are heading for the court, Supreme Court, to seek the clarification. Since when did the right to demonstrate become subordinated to the police? So that the police will tell you, now you can go before you do go. And secondly also, we are the members of Let My Vote Count Alliance. We determine when to demonstrate. The police have no business proposing a date for us. At the appointed time, we will tell them when we want to demonstrate.
That was convener of the group Let My Vote Count, David Asante. Meanwhile, the national organizer of the MPP, Samia Oku, says their members, which include the NDP, NPP and the PPP, will not go to the polls in 2016 without a new voters register.
When this whole thing started, not many parties understood our concern. Some of them viewed that, let's try caution. But now, most of the political parties are supporting the call for a new voters register. Most of them. Even those who are taking quite a difficult position earlier, like Udike and the rest, now his party have even come to buy into the call for a new voters register. The same with the PPP, the same with the CPP, the same with the MPP, and civil society groups across board. So I keep saying that 2016 elections is about the future of the country.